Welcome back to Shakedown Shan. I hope you guys are trying to enjoy this nasty weather if you live up north. We're supposed to get some snow today. My favorite. Right now, I mean, when I left my house, it was really icy. The roads are starting to get a little slick. Down here, though, it's just rain. But I was supposed to take an airplane ride today with my student, a scenic flight, and unfortunately we have to reschedule, which is a bummer because that was going to be nice. And Noah's soccer game got canceled today, and today it's just a lousy day.
And it's raining, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good day to stay in.
Yeah, it is. I think Noah is my best friend wanted to take him today, and the dog, too. Apparently they're a package deal. Oh. She goes, can I steal your kid and your dog? So she's a good friend. And she went shopping last night and got brownie mix, stuff to make pizza, popcorn for movies. And she's taking him to some kind of trunk or treating thing.
Well, that's neat.
I don't know. They got a whole day planned out of it. And they're going to be in pajamas most of the afternoon, she said.
That's nice. You need a day like that. I know a lot of Halloween parades are canceled today.
Yeah.
Because of the rain. Yeah, I was listening to the radio on the way over.
What was it? So I went to Rhode Island last weekend for that wedding. And I know I didn't do the show live on Facebook, but if you listened to the live show or caught it on the website, you heard about how I was afraid that it was in a church. I don't like church weddings. And the reason behind that was because I was scared as a kid when I went to a Sunday school with a best friend, because I'm not religious or anything. And they chose me for the sacrifice for the Last Supper, and I left crying, called my mom to come get me because I thought they were going to nail me to a cross and kill me. So,
well, they only had one nail in, so I don't know what you were worried about.
So that's what terrified me of churches growing up. And so I was really hoping this wedding wasn't in a church. And it turned out to be in a church. I survived. I wasn't sacrificed. But anyway, it was really, really strange for me because I don't know the hymns or the prayers or anything. And so everyone's like, I don't know when to stand up. I don't know when to sit down. I just
what church was it in? What religion?
I don't know.
No?
No, I have no idea. This is how out of the loop I was. We took an Uber driver because we went to lunch before the ceremony. And we had some drinks with our lunch. And so then we went to the ceremony, and the Uber driver had like these little buckets of candy from the back seat, and we were like so excited. And so then we got into the church, and I saw this big thing where you walk in, and it looked like a bucket, not a bucket, or like a dish.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, I wonder if that's candy. And so I go over to it. It was a thing of holy water.
So it had to be a Catholic church.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. No, it had to be.
So I was a little disappointed that it was holy water and not candy. But
lucky you didn't wash your hands.
And then they did communion at the end. And I don't know how that works. I don't know if I'm supposed to take it or not. But everybody was going up. And I have had it once before at like some funeral service or some kind of event at a church. And it's gross. So I don't know if it was disrespectful or not, but I took it and I just didn't eat it. I said thank you and just like put it in my pocket.
Why?
Because it's gross. I don't like it.
It's a wafer.
It's weird. It melts.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
But I don't like the texture.
But you can't put it in your pocket because it's blessed.
Well, I don't know these things.
I mean,
I don't know these things.
Gosh,
I'm not. I don't have church etiquette. I don't know what they do. I'm not in tune with. I know about their religion,
right?
I know the stories and the basis of it. But as far as like being in a church and doing ceremonies and stuff, I'm completely lost. I'm like standing up late, sitting down late, like the last one to sit down. I sat in the back row too because I just wasn't prepared for that.
You're going to need to get a religion.
So, besides the ceremony, the reception was great. reception was great. Had a great time. Rhode Island's really pretty. And I had a good weekend.
Good.
Besides being completely lost at the church reception.
Well.
So anyway, on my last road trip to Washington, D.C., I came up with a theory. And it's just a theory of mine. I haven't looked into it or anything yet. But so you know how Facebook does these, you can like donate, like set up a mm-hmm. donation when your birthday's mm-hmm. coming around, or not even for your birthday, just anytime you want. It's a fundraiser. It's a really good idea. And all of the money goes right to the donation or the charity or whatever. None of it goes to Facebook. And I was thinking about it. And I was like, I wonder why Facebook doesn't charge like a processing fee or something like that, or get some of it or whatever for relaying the money. Because you mm-hmm. pay Facebook and then Facebook pays the charity.
Okay.
Because when you see it, I've donated before through Facebook, and you see it pull up on your bank statement as Facebook.
Oh.
Not to the charity. And it does directly go to the charity, but it goes to Facebook and then the charity. And so then it got me thinking, what if this is a way that like what maybe Facebook doesn't charge for setting all that up and making sure it gets to the charity because they use it as a write-off in taxes. But wouldn't that make sense? Because you directly pay Facebook, so then that money is technically Facebook's money.
Right.
And then they donate all this money to as Facebook to a charity. So it's like they're fundraising, and then it's their money, and then it goes to the charity. And so they can use that as a write-off because technically the money got paid to them first, and you mm-hmm. even see it as a charge as Facebook, which I don't care if you're writing it off on your taxes. Good for you. You found a way to get around it. And so that makes so much sense of why they're not charging you a processing fee, because they're making so much more back in the write-offs for the taxes.
Sure.
So this is just a theory. But it was just something that we were on the road trip to D.C. is a long trip. And then we started talking about the Facebook donations because something popped up on my phone. One of my friends was having a birthday and donating to something. And I was like thinking about it. And I was like, oh my God, I just thought of the best thing ever.
I'm going to start one for me.
And you know, and if they're not doing that, well, then they should contact me and start doing that. Because but you know what that's probably what they're doing.
You know what else is good if you want to raise money for like people who have a fire and lose things, that GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, GoFundMe.
Now the people that got killed in that scary car crash, someone started a GoFundMe, and the goal was like $4,000 for a week, I think you can name it. And within 2 days they got like $100,000+. So
the only thing with GoFundMe though is sometimes you don't know where that money's going.
Yeah, true.
There's been a few cases of people raising a bunch of money, and I forgot. Joey told me one time about this case that he heard about in a podcast he listens to, about somebody doing a GoFundMe, raised a whole bunch of money, and then it never went to the charity.
Really?
That he wanted it to, that he said it was going to go to. He just kept the money. So, GoFundMe, you kind of have to, like, I figure, like, you have to know the people.
Yeah.
Or at least for me. Like, I would be skeptical unless I knew them personally.
Yeah, well, I think who started it was the lady that owned that restaurant that the car flew into mm-hmm. the lot. So, pretty much you can trust her that, you know.
Right.
But I can see if I started but like if one you found for myself.
Or if you found like a random one.
Right.
That you like the cause for, but you have no idea who these people are. Right.
Yeah. Like, you know, donate to Rick Thompson because he's. Because
he's Rick Thompson.
Yeah. That's right. That's saying enough. So donate. Keep sending the money.
So anyway, that was some kind of realization that I came up with about Facebook that I do want to look into because I think it's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I will be disappointed if that's not what they're doing. Disappointed.
Yeah, but I just hope they pay their taxes.
No.
Because they're a billion-dollar company now. And
well, I mean, they're making money.
Yeah.
So why should the government take the money that they're making, right?
Well, only... No, I understand your philosophy, but, I mean, I just hate to see, if it's the way it is, to have a group like that not. Because, I mean, what they're doing now, and Google, I mean, they're taking out statements that if it's a conservative statement, you know, they're not putting it on their news feeds. Mm-hmm. And if you do a search, if you notice, if you ever do a search, let's say for President Trump, well, you don't get any information on his presidency. You get like Stormy Daniels and Trump did this wrong or he tweeted that. You don't get any information like you want to, you know? And so they control that, which I think is not right. If you're going to put something up, they should, why censor it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just think anybody that can find a way out of paying like a income tax or tax on money that you've earned or whatever is good for you. You found a way.
Yeah.
good for you.
I know that's...
But I, like I said, I'll be very disappointed if one of their like financing people didn't come up with this yet.
Sure.
Because I wouldn't put it past them to come up with that. But it was a very interesting idea that I thought of. Anyway, there's something that is pretty serious in Wisconsin. I don't know if you've heard about that. I did want to mention on the show because I believe she's 13 years old. She's missing. Her name is Jamie Kloss. And I know this isn't related to politics at all, but I just want to get the word out. So her parents were shot and killed, both of them, in their house in like Barron, Wisconsin, I believe. I forgot what day, earlier in the month. And their 13-year-old daughter is now missing. And they're having the hardest time getting any clues. There was no weapon at the scene. They have no leads, really. They do have two cars in mind that they may be looking for. They're not even sure. They have no reason to believe that she killed the parents. I know a lot of people are speculating that, but they're ruling that out. They really think that she's been taken by somebody. And so just if anybody, I think they're looking for a orange or red Dodge Charger. Mm-hmm. And then some kind of black Ford SUV kind of looking thing. Not an Explorer, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, Escapade or Escalade?
No, it wasn't an Escalade. Anyway, if you're interested in finding out the vehicles, I mean, you can look it up. They just recently put out a $25,000 reward for any leading tip. So, I mean, if anyone has any information or anything like that, I advise you to call in and give them. I mean, even if the tip or the lead doesn't go anywhere, it's an exhausted route. They had 2,000 people show up to do a ground search a few days ago. 2,000 people of the community and surrounding communities got together just to search in the cold looking for her or looking for any like trace of her. But they really have no idea. I guess the police were called from the mother's cell phone at the time of the shooting. Nobody was on the phone though. And it was just a whole bunch of commotion, yelling and screaming. There was no, like, nobody talking on the phone. Like, someone had just dialed 911 and left the phone down or something. Mm-hmm. But it was the mother's cell phone. So I'm not sure if they can't really get any information from that either.
No, I know there's 2 hours ago someone offered $50,000.
50, they upped it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last I heard yesterday was 25.
They have a Wisconsin authorities offered a $50,000 reward Friday for any information with a location who disappeared last week. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is very sad. I heard about it one day when I was at work, really, really bored. And so I've been following it just because I'm interested to see that she is found safe, hopefully. Past 48 hours is really hard. You're like missing children cases, especially in this kind of deal where the parents were killed. 48 hours is really crucial.
Yeah.
She's been missing for a while. I think like 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So anyway, if anyone hears of anything.
Yeah, you mentioned the two vehicles. And
what was the Ford?
Let me see. I'm getting into the page, but let me see. Related Amber Alert. For a red or orange Dodge Challenger and a black Ford Edge.
A black Ford Edge.
Or a black Acura
or
MDX.
A black Acura MDX.
And it was traveling near the Kloss family's home on the night they were killed.
And so that's the only lead that they have. Yep. The absolute only lead that they have. All right. So I just wanted to make everyone aware of that. Be on the lookout if you're in that area, or I don't know. I hate to say it. She's probably not anywhere near Wisconsin by now.
Nah, it's since October 15th.
Yeah, October 15th, she went missing. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jamie Kloss is her name. JAYMECLOSS. And just be on the lookout. Also, have you heard about the white SUV?
No.
So there's this, it's so strange. It's very strange. So a little north of us, Lake Placid, Saranac Lake area, okay. Northville, the farthest, closest to us is Warrensburg. Okay. There's this, Asian lady driving a huge white SUV with Texas plates.
Oh.
And she's being super strange. She's like sitting outside of schools, out of public buildings, outside of churches, and she's like video recording things.
You're kidding me.
I saw someone on Facebook the other day. I forgot where. It's not too far from us, maybe like an hour north. Posted a video from his porch of her just stopped in the road videoing the church, and she's like gotten out of the car and like asked questions to people, like random strange questions, but like the cops can't do anything because she's not brain melting.
Wait, she's
not committing a crime.
Right.
I mean, everyone is like, okay, so all over social media for the surrounding areas here, people are going crazy, like calling out for people to get the police involved and everything, and they just can't do anything. She's not like she's just not harming anybody. She's just being really weird. And I mean, schools have made it so when they see her out there, they like hold the kids. They won't release them at the time of release. They've held kids past the normal time of release because she's outside. Like, it's just weird. But I think people are missing the point that they're doing the right thing as a community.
Mm-hmm.
Having somebody, an outsider that's being extremely strange in that they don't know what is going on.
With this lady,
that the community is doing the right thing by spreading awareness and stuff. But all this, like, demanding that the police arrest her and everything, that's just not going to happen because they can't legally do anything about it. So anyway, what's really funny is my boss had a run in with her at the crossings. It's about exit 25-ish. Mm-hmm. He sent me pictures. He goes, "The car is here." And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, I went inside and like I saw her inside and she was mean mugging me real hard." And he goes, "But I bet she's like everyone's p- paying attention to her and everything. So, no wonder why she would be like, looks so angry.
I can't even find anything on.
No, I know the Post Star did a article. Don Lehman, who does articles, he wrote an article. So anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so he had a run-in with her, and was mean. She was mean mugging him across the store, and then on his way out, she stopped him and asked him, "Is there a difference between a pheasant and a wild turkey?"
A pheasant and a wild turkey?
Yeah, that's what she asked him. And so he started having a conversation with her about wild birds and stuff. And he goes, she seemed really nice. She's just really weird. And, like, I just want to know her motive, like, what her agenda is. I want to know why she's doing this. Is it a social experiment to see how... I want to know if it's to, like, see how outraged people get and see how the social media wildfire builds. And, you know, it's a big game of telephone. You got people going around saying, oh, she's making terrorist threats and blah, 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 blah. But there's no proof of that.
Right.
Like, if she is, get that on camera. We have cameras in our pockets, video recordings in our pockets, voice recorders in our pockets. And
if she's going around near schools to take pictures.
Right.
I would call the police, and they would have to respond to that.
Well, they did. But they questioned her, and like she didn't give like a exact like answer of what she was doing, but she just was being like really strange, asking weird questions. But they said she wasn't doing anything harmful with no intent to harm, and so she's just being really weird, and I just want to know why.
Right.
Like, I want to talk to her and find out why.
You know, something's going to happen, and they'll say, you know, we knew who she was, I mean, but she didn't do anything wrong, and then that's what's going to happen in a school up there.
I know, but I mean, they can't do anything, really.
No.
Not until she's trespassing, because she's not on the properties.
Right.
She's not. She's in the middle of the road.
Well, it's like the guy that sent the bombs out. They couldn't do anything until they saw him bringing packages into the post office.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was under surveillance, but they couldn't do anything to him, you know?
So I was listening to like a bomb expert that was in the military talk about these bombs, and he was saying that they were completely constructed wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm not sure what this guy's motive was or anything, but if it was to kill these people, he was doing it completely wrong. And so the only thing that I can think of is like, my brain over here is going, oh, midterm elections. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody set this up with him with no intent, told him, don't make these right. And he probably got paid to do it by somebody.
Yeah.
To send it to these people. It's not even people in office.
But and it never got to the people.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if it's a conspiracy newsletter, but a friend of mine sent it over, and I subscribed to it, you know. And did you see his van?
Yeah, covered in stickers, right?
Brand new. Like, they said, like, it hadn't been out in the Florida sun because none of them were starting to peel, and those stickers would start to peel.
Right, if they had been there for a while. Right.
So they think it was a CIA undercover to try to influence the election.
Oh, definitely. This whole thing is just so fishy.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they were real bombs going to people that were totally constructed to do harm, like, put all midterm elections aside, that's terrible. Why would anybody do that? And if it turns out to be that this isn't government interference and that this guy really did mean to harm people and just did a bad job at it, that's really bad, and I feel bad for the Obamas and the Clintons and everybody in CNN.
Oh, yeah.
That somebody was trying to harm them, but I don't think that's the case.
No.
Just these midterm elections are so important mm-hmm. to the Democrats, so important, and they seem to be, they're playing really nasty.
Sure they are.
Very nasty. And you see it with this caravan thing too. They need these people.
Right. Well, not only that, here. But see, they thought that they could get President Trump doing a bad thing to these people, but it backfired on them. Nobody wants 14,000 people to come across the storm across the border.
Right.
So the Democrats knew they lost the advantage on them, and that's why I think they went with this bomb guy.
Yeah.
They need something.
Because, I mean, even the socialists don't want them cut that many people just coming in at once because, I mean, we can't afford that.
No.
And I'm not saying everyone that crosses the border takes advantage of our welfare state, but most of them do.
Well, sure they do.
It's
and
just
then
a
how
fact.
Many, how many and, criminals are in that
And there's
game.
Criminals. And I think the people that are discussing this caravan issue and the immigration issue are always, always, always missing the most important problem of the immigration issue. And it's the welfare state and the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You legalize drugs, they have no incentive to come over here and any intent for gang violence or any of that. They're coming over here because they can make a killing in money with the drugs because they're illegal. They get into this gang violence, that all the money because it's a black market. And then you got the welfare state. They can also collect money. That all they see when they see our country right now is a big dollar sign because of the welfare state and the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to understand that in office. Everyone says, oh, they're escaping the most worst conditions in countries. And yeah, we have it better here. We
see,
do. It's a fact. We do.
We
and,
do.
But that's not the main incentive of most of the people coming over.
No, it isn't. And the thing is also is that, you know, they may come from a country like that, but that's not our problem. They should. I mean, we had a revolution. All right.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they should try and do. Just because they have a bad government and
there's
no reason
to
flood out of their country. And
well, we did kind of flee our country to come to America because of what was going on in Europe.
But this was a new land. I mean, we didn't have the system set up that we do now. I mean, these people come over. Let's say half of them make it. Right, let's say 6,000 of them make it before they can stop it. Well, you know they're going to scatter, and they're going to be on welfare, and we're going to have to take care of them because they get free insurance, and our own citizens can't get that.
Right.
Our own citizens cannot get those services. And, I mean, I think it's Mexico's fault. They should have a place where these people can stay in southern Mexico. But they let them through, and they travel up.
Well, they don't want to take care of them either.
No, I know. I know, but they shouldn't let them come through their country then. And
I mean, the issue is really just the welfare state and the war on drugs. I mean, if you just eliminate the war on drugs, just mm-hmm. forget about welfare, you're going to take the criminals away. That's a huge part of it. You're going to take that part of it. You're probably going to cut it in half. And then if you work on the welfare state and start chipping at it and cutting it down and getting it away, eventually there's going to be no incentive to come over here. The people that are going to be coming over here at that point are going to be the people that want to be here.
Well, you know, they're saying that these people are being promised a job when they get here and benefits by people in their country. So these people in their country are probably getting paid from somebody.
Oh, yeah.
To get these people are given food and water every day. Mm-hmm. Now, who's doing this? Who can afford to do this with 8,000 people?
Right.
I know there's
especially
no miracles.
Especially if they're fleeing these countries.
I know there's no miracles being performed, that the food doubles just by putting it out. And,
right.
So there's somebody behind them that with a lot of money that's feeding these people every day. I don't know. It's going to be a terrible thing when they hit the border. I think there's going to be bad things happening because it's not going to be the National Guard there anymore. It's going to be the Army.
Just when I wanted to move to Texas. Just when I wanted
What do you want to move to Texas for?
It's warm. We
not
don't have
all
this
over,
weather.
Not all over. And where it is warm, you haven't got any trees. And,
well, it's warmer than here.
Oh, gosh.
You don't get that terrible 5 feet of snow.
Well, yeah, I know, but you live on a mountain. I mean, what do you expect? That's where they're going to get the snow first.
Yeah, and it sucks.
But I mean, I was talking with somebody from Texas the other day. He's up here for a year. And I mean, in some places it is warm, and but they have no landscape. It's all flat.
Yes, it is.
And
it
could be
flat.
Warm during the day, and then it's chilly at night because it's a lot of desert area.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they don't. Well, some areas get snow and some don't. That's
like
a big
northern
state.
Texas.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a
I
big
know.
State.
Like the longest distance, like diagonally from the most southern tip to the most northern tip, is like a 14-hour drive.
Yeah, I mean, in some days it's a whole longer than that even. But we had friends that lived out there, and they ended up moving after a couple of years because they said there's no like trees and
and it's barren out there.
You know, change of seasons and.
See, I like summer though.
Yeah.
I love summer and I love the sun and I love the heat.
Yeah.
And Florida's too humid for me. So that's out of the picture.
Right.
But like Texas seems okay.
Sure.
It's much drier.
Yeah.
Then
except for the tornadoes and the hurricanes and the flooding that could happen.
I'll take
we're
it over
here
snow.
In the Northeast. We have to put up with a little snow for.
I don't really like
months.
The snow though. It's too cold.
I don't like it myself, but I do like the fact that we're probably the only area in the country that doesn't have some sort of disasters. I mean, we don't have tornadoes.
Right.
Flooding we get. I mean, if
rare
it rains a
exceptions.
Lot,
we have rare exceptions.
For tornadoes. Right.
Extremely rare.
And we don't have hurricanes. And we don't
extremely
have
rare.
Some of the other things that I can't think of now. Earthquakes aren't. I mean, we may have low.
Very rare.
But not
quakes.
Ones that shake.
Like California.
Houses. Yeah, we don't get a lot of wildflower
fires. Right.
You know?
And if we do, it's because some dummy was burning when it was dry outside.
Yeah, I know. They camp in the woods. It's super dry and they don't put out their campfires, right? But,
that's annoying.
I mean, and you like to hike and, you know, walk in nature and you kind of like that. Climbing mountains and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure Texas has some mountains somewhere.
No, they don't. It's all flat.
We'll find it.
You can watch. You can get cows and what did he say? Cows and wild hogs down there that run.
You can also have tigers in Texas.
Really?
Yes, you can have tigers. Texas is like, okay, so New Hampshire is like the most free state,
mm-hmm.
and then I think. Don't quote me on this because I don't remember correctly, but I think Texas is next. I think so.
What do you mean as far as taxes?
No, just like freedom, liberty, regulations.
Oh, okay.
And,
could be.
I know Tennessee doesn't have a state income tax. I think that's what I heard.
Could be because I know people that have moved to Tennessee and you can buy... I mean, houses are and taxes are very, very low.
What it was like down there, like house-wise, and I saw like a 5-bedroom, like mansion-style mm-hmm. house with gardens and gazebos and flowers, and it was gorgeous. And there was like a dining room and then a formal dining room, and it was crazy.
$250,000. Yeah, we're up here, it would be almost $1 million.
That house would be ridiculous in New York.
But you can get a really nice house, really beautiful house with lawns for like $60,000.
And the, in Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah. And in Tennessee. And the taxes are not high on that house.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And you're right there by Country Western.
And you got the mountains.
And you got the mountains.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear about Megyn Kelly?
Yes.
With the blackface thing,
yes.
Now she's fired. So I had a little bit to say about blackface. So the background of blackface is, yes, it is very racist. So, I mean, they literally took black makeup paint and just covered their face. And it was because African Americans weren't allowed to be in theater or anything like that. And only Caucasians were. And you can't play an African-American when you're a Caucasian without blackface. And a lot of times it was used to degrade and humiliate African-Americans in these theatrical shows. And so I understand the background of that completely. And in today's day and age, African-Americans are allowed in theater and in movies and in shows and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my take on blackface. Say you have a Caucasian and an African American both trying out for the same movie role. The movie role has to be an African American person.
Right.
But say the Caucasian is just like blows you away and you can't find anyone that plays that part better. But they don't fit the skin color.
Right.
And I feel like that's a case where I would deem it acceptable to, like, of course not like how they used to back in the old days.
No.
Black. They have the right makeup today.
To darken your skin.
Or use effects on a computer. But, I mean, if you're not using it to degrade and oppress these people, they had the same opportunity to get this role in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I see absolutely no problem if the Caucasian person just was simply a better actor or actress than their competing African American person, and vice versa. Say there was a Caucasian role they're trying to get, and say that the Caucasian did not perform nearly as well as the African American. There's makeup to make you look lighter. Definitely. Why can't the African American take that Caucasian role?
You're right.
It for me, it goes both ways, and I don't see a problem with it if it's not being used in a degrading,
degrading way. Right.
And same with, like, so there was this YouTube video that I saw one time at this, like, 14-year-old kid. He's really into makeup. And, it wasn't a guy. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a guy. He's really into makeup, and he's, like, extremely good at it, at, like, doing the contouring and the highlighting and, like, changing skin tones and stuff. And he did this tutorial on how to be, like, a light-skinned African-American. And the amount of hate he got back for it, and he only did it because he likes that culture, and he wasn't trying to be that way, but he was just he's really into makeup. He wants to do, like, movie makeup and stuff like that, and he was just doing a video to show his talent.
Right.
Like, the amount of talent it took to do that was crazy, because it looked all natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hypocritical that the people that don't want hate and racism are the same people that, when they see someone not being racist at all, will preach hate and racism at them.
Sure.
And it's crazy.
Well, I always wondered about this. you know, there's a Black Entertainment Network TV channel. Now, what do you think would happen if you had a white entertainment TV network? You know,
it's like reverse racism.
Right.
It's crazy.
But Jimmy Kimmel, did you hear about Jimmy Kimmel?
Mm-mm.
What he did? Back on his show, he did a skit where he dressed up in blackface. And he was making fun of Carl Malone, who was a basketball player. And he even talked like, I'm trying to get this down there.
Well, I mean, he's a comedian, though, right? Jimmy Kimmel?
But the skit was not funny.
Oh, it wasn't
funny?
See,
there were no jokes in the skit. That's what everybody was saying.
He was just being rude.
Yeah, he was talking. He wasn't talking English. He was making fun of him because he couldn't understand him.
That's just not right.
And he said, why are the stars in the sky white? Why aren't some of them black? And he goes, there was atrocious, some of the things he said. And they let him go. They let him do it. And it's a terrible thing.
I don't agree with that.
No. It's like you said, it's kind of discriminatory.
It depends on the circumstance. And yes, the history of blackface is racist and terrible, but we have come such a long way in such a short time
mm-hmm.
from that do people really think that that is what everybody's prerogative is, that is trying to change their skin tone or whatever? Like, I don't know. I just don't get it.
No, I don't.
And so
get it
if
either.
I'm sure if there was an African American that wanted to look more Caucasian or something, and they were doing makeup to get lighter skin or whatever, that wouldn't be an issue.
No,
that
I
wouldn't
know.
Be deemed racist. And I no. know it doesn't. We never had like a white face history, but still, I mean, we're not in that time period anymore. We're just not in that time period.
All right, let me give you a little bit of Kimmel's thing. And he was talking like a black person, okay? He says, sometime at night, I look up at the sky and say, what do the hell going on up there? Do UFO live on other planet? Phoning home like E.T.? What about white people getting deducted by aliens speaking all kind of hell up there? And that's a damn thing. Now, I never seen a black flying saucer itself, but if he do, that going to be a spooky time. Now, and then he went on. Now, right there, that's enough that someone should be pulled off from TV.
Right.
I mean, talking like that, dressed up in blackface, I just cannot believe that they never said a thing about it. Never, the TV network. And I just think it depends on who you are. I mean, he was and now that doesn't seem any joke in there.
Right.
Right, except mocking a person. And all she did was say
that it's not so racist.
That's right. Unless
exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
She said that I don't think blackface is racist if you're not trying to be racist.
Yeah.
it's individual circumstances. And I mean, I'm just so sick of seeing this like reverse racism going on. And
yeah.
I know I'm not trying to compare what's happening now to what happened when we had slavery and all that stuff. I know history enough to understand the issues that we had, and that we're still weeding out some older generation racism. But I mean, it's not the same.
We've gone
this is
over
not the
too
same.
Much to another side where you can't even joke around with somebody.
Yeah, you can't.
Not being mean, but just joking
around
with somebody.
Everyone is in this, like, PC culture.
They had a guy on last night on, whose show was it? And I was watching Fox, and they had an English guy on there talking about people saying things, you know, and getting in trouble for it. And he said, well, over here, we have open borders to countries, and we had an influx of Muslim people. And now the countries are wishing that they didn't have the open borders, mm-hmm. because now there's a lot of trouble. And so one lady had said something about a Muslim, and he took her to court, and she lost, defaming the guy. And it was a comment that wasn't even defaming. So she took it to the World Court of Europe, and they decided that if you make a Muslim joke, that you can be punished by law, that they're banning all discussion. All of Europe cannot make any, including England, cannot make any statement about a Muslim without it being against the law.
They have, like, no freedom of speech.
No, that's exactly what he said. There's no freedom of speech, and there's no journalist that would report on this because they'd be afraid that they lost the right of free speech and they would get in trouble.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And that's what happens. I mean, Europe has a lot of the countries over there have huge welfare states,
mm-hmm.
and they just keep, these people just keep letting their freedoms go left and right. And that's what we're starting to do over here. Our government has gotten so big. Our welfare state is huge, and we're starting to hand out our freedoms.
Yeah.
Left and right, and it's eventually we're going to be like Europe, and then it's going to get even worse. And I mean, we already see, I mean, that's going towards socialism. We've already seen what socialism did to Venezuela.
Oh yeah,
it's a nightmare what's going on in Venezuela. I was listening to Jason Stapleton this morning, and he was talking about Venezuela, and he does a very clean show, like families can listen, children can listen and everything. And he advised that parents not have their children listen to what he was about to say about Venezuela because of how brutal what's going on down there. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to think that that's where socialism leads.
Sure.
And it's not a good place.
No. And they had a president there that was trying to take them into the mainstream, but then he got thrown out of office by these, there's like two or three people now that are running the country.
Mm-hmm.
He just got thrown out, and now they, because they wanted to go socialist and he didn't. And
yeah, it sounds like a great idea until you realize that giving the government all that power doesn't work in your favor.
Yeah, and now they're dirt poor, and they had money because of the oil industry. But it's sad, and this English guy was saying that, you know, the thing about free speech is, like journalists, is that you can sometimes say things that are bad and get away with it because it's free speech. But see, that they've lost that over there. They can't anymore.
Right.
And he said, so how can you be a journalist if you can't report on something that's wrong? Because if you do, then you're wrong for reporting it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the whole world's getting crazy.
Yeah.
They really are. And like you said, it's coming over here now.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it's been happening progressively, but we're seeing it more now.
Right.
It's like it speeds up. It's like exponentially growing.
And we have socialists running for office. And
democratic socialists.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. And that's kind of a spooky thing.
It's scary. And it just doesn't. It doesn't make sense how they, these socialists view things. I don't understand how they think they're going to pay for all these. This is what people don't understand. People that are voting for these socialists and democratic socialists, they just hear their ideas and they're like, oh yeah, it makes sense. And, but they don't ever ask the question, where's the money coming from? And what happens when we run out of money?
That's right. They don't want to hear about it.
They don't even think about it. No. It, I mean, doesn't cross
in
their
actuality, it's like Bernie Sanders. I mean, he doesn't think about it either.
Oh, no.
And I mean, he's a socialist. I think he's right now the only socialist politician.
No, he's, well, okay. So what's messed up about Bernie Sanders is that he's really a capitalist, if you think about it, because he uses capitalism to get all of his money.
Right.
But then he runs for socialism and promotes socialism.
Right.
Because he's in the government and he knows how capitalism works and he knows how socialism works and he knows that that's going to help him too.
Sure.
He's not concerned about anybody else.
No. I don't know. It's getting to be really something. Well, I agree with the notion that if you vote Democrat, you're voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House for, you know, in Congress. And mm-hmm. that's not good.
Right.
Because they said, you know, she's going to repeal the tax breaks and, excuse me.
Which isn't good because any tax break is a good tax break. I don't care where you give
it. Oh, yeah, and if she puts them
back on. Just start giving them.
Well, why do you think the economy's doing so good? I mean, my gosh. And they don't care about that. There's more jobs. The stock market's high.
It actually just crashed a little.
But you know why? They're afraid the Democrats are going to win the Congress.
Right.
That's what one of these financial experts said. It'll be like this until the election. And if the Democrats get in, the stock market will start going down even more. But they're worried that the Democrats are going to take over and it's going to stop the economic growth that we have now. And, I mean, there's jobs. There's so many jobs that they can't even fill because they put so many people back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, black unemployment was 3.3% of, you know, of working, but now it's up over 8.8%. And that's another thing that Democrats are getting worried about, that African Americans are doing better economically because of the tax breaks and the jobs, that they may lose their vote. And
yeah.
I think that's why they want these people to come across the border.
Yeah, that's because they do tend to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to cut it there for the day.
Okay.
Venture outside and see what the weather's done the past hour or so. And anyway, so back to the Jamie Kloss thing. Keep your eyes peeled. Call in any information. It's really important that we as a country look out for this girl because she's in danger.
That's
She's clearly in danger.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And let's hope they find her.
Yes. Well, hope for the best.
Yes. Okay. See you next week.
See you next week.